do. But for now, I'm going to go with the guy who's been doing it for years. I'm going to go, even though they lost probably the best player in the area, I'm going to go with Harbor Beach on this one. I'm curious to see how Ubley fills their playmaking positions. I think both teams are going to be sound on defense. I would not be surprised if this game is a 12-8 game, but I'll take Harbor Beach slightly over Ubley in a very close one. Would not be surprised if I was wrong and had them flip-flopped. I got Sandusky. I still think that team is quality enough. And Brown City, it always seems to surprise us, but never quite get that sixth win getting to playoffs, so that's my order there. On the west side, I had my mind completely made up when I got here that I truly believe that Cass City is the best team in the west, but I can't pull the trigger officially on the air. Lakers is just too good, too deep, and they have the better reputation of finishing games. And until Cass City can prove that to me, they are the runner-up. I still think they are a team that's going to make the playoffs, and I would, again, not be surprised at all Cass City beats Lakers. I really think it is that close. You guys may not agree with that statement. I do. I think they're talented enough to beat Lakers. They are sound if they can finish the game. For now, I'll take them. And after that, I truly think none of the other teams are going to make the playoffs. So I'm going to throw one at you. I think Reese comes out of nowhere. I think they have enough pool of kids that they could be good enough. And then I do believe Kelly Durr finishes fourth in that conference.
Wow.
Paul P. Adams, your thoughts.
Spoiler alert, we all have Bad Axe finishing fourth in the West. Who would have thought that at the beginning of the day? I'll start in the West. Lakers is top dog and might be the best team in the entire conference until somebody beats them. I don't know who's going to beat them. Maybe Cass City's played them close, but Cass City hasn't been able to beat them. After that, Cass City, and boy, oh boy. Is there a drop-off after the second team? This is shot in the dark stuff for me. Third, I had Vassar. Fourth, I had Bad Axe. Then Reese, USA, and Carroll. On the east side, I kind of went in the top and the bottom and let everybody else fill in. So my two top teams, Harbor Beach, top dogs again, Ubley, and then my two bottom teams are KPAC and Memphis, and everybody else is fighting in between. I went Marlette, Sandusky, Brown City. I think four teams make it out of the Greater Thumb Conference. Only the top two teams from the East and the West, unless somebody can slide in at 5-4, which Sandusky nearly did last year. Sandusky
That's right,
did get that fifth win, and I think they were the last team on the outside looking in the playoffs. So that's a possibility. I don't know if anybody else can win six games in this conference on either side. I think it's so top-loaded. But, hey, you know, you never know who's going to surprise us. We just simply don't know much about Carroll, KPAC. You know, Reese traditionally has been a good team but has been down the last few years. Vassar could surprise us. Marlette, I heard, could be good. So you never know. Sandusky, you know, we keep waiting for them to take that next step and be really, really good. So, but I think it's more of the same than what we saw last year. The two top teams from each division, they remain the same.
With what you said about the teams being top heavy and bottom heavy, I still think that opens the door for a team who does finish third, whether it be Marlette, Sandusky, whether it be Vassar, Bad Axe even. If one of these teams have a weaker schedule, there's no reason to say it's Sandusky in the East, lose to Harbor Beach and Ubley poorly, that they couldn't win the other six games and be a lock for the playoffs. They certainly could, depending on what their schedule looks like. Marlette, another one of those teams.
But go back to last year, Dave. Outside of the four teams that made the playoffs, the same four that we're predicting, Harbor Beach, Ubley, Lakers, and Cass City, nobody won six games.
All right. And five was more realistic.
USA got in at 5-4, but nobody could prove to win that six game to get that automatic qualifier. And I think at the end of this year, we see almost a carbon copy of what happened last year. Top heavy and a couple 5-4 and a bunch of 4-win teams, and they slide each other in.
You never know what the MHSA is going to do, but I think we just mentioned what our district might look like, too, in 9 weeks.
We'll talk about playoffs?
Well,
are you kidding me?
Harbor Beach and Ubley. Harbor Beach and Ubley are going to be
a division.
It'll be
thank you, Mr. Mora, because we are going to talk about playoffs. Harbor Beach and Ubley are in Division 8.
Yep.
We know that for sure. Whether Cass City and Lakers, they're probably still in Division 7. So that's not going to be our.
That's true. It's a good point.
That's not going to be our division. I believe we have a split now a strong split with Ubley and Harbor Beach, and Lakers and Cass City are going to go probably opposite directions. And that brings Saginaw teams in, Southern teams in, Northern teams in, Western teams. I mean, hey, we'll be leaning on snooze to you. Not too long. I joked with Mike.
He doesn't have his first predictions out yet?
I was expecting his week 0.5 predictions, and I'm very disappointed we haven't seen those yet from Snooze.
Well, I just got excited here thinking about Snooze because that means it's the most exciting time of the year. But let's go through the first week of the schedule here. We have a few forfeitures already, including Dryden forfeited to Morris. We're in E-player football right now. That was supposed to take place tomorrow. Deckerville and Flint International, that's on Friday in Flint. North Huron is already a victor over CPS. CPS forfeited, so North Huron now sitting at 1-0. Peck in New Haven Merritt on Friday. Kingston against Bay City All Saints in Bay City. Now both in, that's an NCTL crossover. That's the red versus, or the red, no, that's the white versus the blue. I can never keep those straight quite yet. Mayville and Larry play on Friday. And then Burton Madison forfeited against Owen Gage. So Owen Gage already in the books with one victory. And that was supposed to be on Friday in Owendale. Caseville in Genesee on Friday in Genesee. And then Mount Pleasant Sacred Heart against Hillman on Friday. That's still going on. On to 11-player football on Thursday. Thursday action all the way through here until we say otherwise. Imlay City at Sandusky. That should be a good one. That's tomorrow at 7 p.m. Brown City victorious over Burton Atherton due to forfeiture. Burton Atherton said, nope, we're good. So Brown City in the books with a 1-0 record already. That was supposed to take place tomorrow. Burton Bentley is playing at Memphis. I have no clue what that game's all about. Durand and KPAC. And that's KPAC, of course, now in the Greater Thumb East. Durand at KPAC on Thursday. Hudson at Lakers. The game we've been talking about all night long. That place takes place tomorrow in Laker country at 7 p.m. Any thoughts here?
Oh, very excited about this game. And it's not a game that Lakers has to win because their schedule is going to allow them to make the playoffs and even host the eventual state champion as we saw last year. So what I'm looking for from Lakers, and I'm sure Mike, you can talk to this too, is to see how they've adjusted to life without Brendan Wisner and a couple of those other seniors and if it's competitive. And if they win, it's a bonus. If they win this game, if Lakers wins this game, look out. They're running the table.
Cass City is at Montrose. We're going to run short in here time here, fellas. Cass City is at Montrose on Thursday, and then Carroll is doing some shopping at Birch Run on Thursday as well. Moving on to Friday, we have four games in the Greater Thumb Conference taking place. Bad Axe at Harbor Beach on Friday at 7 p.m. Reese is at Marlette. Vassar at Hemlock. And then the game I'd like to discuss here for just a short second, Ubley at USA. Your first thoughts here, gentlemen, to start the season off.
Hey, this has always been a good game to start the year. USA is the question mark. I truly think we know we're good with Ubley. Good defense, powerful offense, very solid. Fundamentally, don't turn the ball over. USA, young, low numbers, going to be very conservative. A little nervous that USA is not going to be ready for what Ubley is going to bring. So I'm going to favor Ubley in this game to start with, but he will learn a lot what USA has and if they have any chance of competing for one of those 5 or 6 win playoff spots.
Yeah, you bring up a great point with USA. We really don't know anything about them, so we don't know who those playmakers are going to be. I think it's going to be interesting to see who steps up and makes some plays for USA. I'm leaning towards Ubley. I think they'll end up winning that one, but it will be interesting to see what USA comes up with.
It's one of my favorite games of the year to cover. You know why? Because it goes fast. And when you're on an 11 o'clock deadline, every second counts, and these two teams love to run the ball. But before you know it, it's going to be halftime, and it goes so fast. Two evenly matched teams as far as the pass goes, but I'd have to say Ubley is the clear favorite.
And speaking of going fast, the past 2 hours have blown by on our preseason 2-hour special of The Strong Side, which is being presented by Active Physical Therapy and Sports Medicine, McCormick Motors of Pigeon, Rainey's Hunting Center, 269 Guns, Thumb Bank and Trust, Ensure. Better health, better life. It's time you ask yourself, are you sure? So on behalf of Mike Gallagher and Paul P. Adams from the Huron Daily Tribune, in-game analysis, Dave Hansen, and I'm Clark Ramsey on The Strong Side here. You'll hear us on Friday starting at 6:10 p.m. on Sports Radio 102.1 FM and live and worldwide at WLWSports.com as the Ubley Bearcats on the road taking on the USA Patriots in week number 1 of high school football in the 2018 season. Until then, we will see you Friday, and then the Strong Side Retreat.